ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం. సదాశివసమారంభాం శంకరాచార్యమ్యమాం అస్మదాచార్య పర్యంతాం వందే గురు పరంపరాం. సద్గురుచరణారవిందాభ్యాం నమః. పూర్ణమద పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం. బృహదారణ్యక ఉపనిషత్ చాప్టర్ 4 మంత్ర 4.4.23. తదేతత్రిచాభ్యుక్తం ఏష నిత్య నిత్యో మహిమా బ్రాహ్మణస్య న వర్ధతే కర్మణా నోకనీయాన్ తస్యైవ స్యాత్ పదవిత్తం విదిత్వా న లిప్యతే కర్మణా పాపకేన ఇతి తస్మాదేవం విచ్ఛాంతః తాంత ఉపరతః తితిక్షు సమాహితో భూత్వా ఆత్మన్యేవాత్మానం పశ్యతి సర్వమాత్మానం పశ్యతి నైనం పాప్మా తరతి సర్వం పాప్మానం తరతి నైనం పాప్మా తపతి సర్వం పాప్మానం తపతి విపాపో విరాజః అవిచికిత్సో బ్రాహ్మణో భవతి ఏష బ్రహ్మలోక సమ్రాట్ ఏనం ప్రాపితోసీతి కోవాచ యాజ్ఞవల్క్యః సోహం భగవతే విదేహాన్ దదామి మాం చాపి సహ దాస్యాయేతి. సో ఆఫ్టర్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ ది వేరియస్ క్వాలిఫికేషన్స్, నేమ్లీ ది Shamadhi Shatka Sampatti, the sixfold internal qualifications needed for Atma Jnanam, namely Shama, Dama, Uparama, Titiksha, Samadhanam, five virtues in this shloka, which is from the Kanvashaka of Shukla Yajurveda, for which Shankaracharya has written the Bhashyam, and also from the shloka of Brihadaranya Upanishad in the Madhyandina Shaka of Shukla Yajurveda, mentioning the other virtue, namely Shraddha. So the Upanishad says, having acquired these sixfold qualifications, Atman Yevam Atmanam Pashyati, one becomes eligible to gain Atmajnanam. Such a qualified person sees Atma in is himself. And here the word Atma comes twice, and the meaning should be carefully understood. Atmani means in the mind, and Atmanam refers to the self, the Sakshi. That person should recognize the Sakshi in the Buddhi. This is the first stage of knowledge. I am the Atma, different from all the Anatmas, namely the Shariram, the world, the mind, all of them, they all come under Anatma category, and I am Atma, different from all of them. This is the first stage. And this is not sufficient. When I know I am different from Anatma, still I am in duality, because Anatma and I, the Atma, are different. This is Drik Drishya Bhedaha, or Atma Anatma Bhedaha will come, which is Dvaitam. So we have to go to the next step, Sarvam Atmanam Pashyati, and thereafter I should say there is no Anatma at all. So what I named Anatma until now is also Atma only. Prapancha, Stula Shariram, Sukshma Shariram, all are Atma only. Sarvam Atmanam Pashyati. This alone is Sarvatma Bhavaha. As long as Sarvatma Bhava does not come, Bhayam will be there. Fear will be there. Dvaita, Dvaitathim, Bhayam Bhavati. As long as duality is there will be fear. Therefore, Atmanam Pashyati or Jnana Nishtaha Bhavati. Here, afterwards, Jnana Palam is given. Nainam Papma Tarati. Na Yenam Papma Tarati. Papam does not reach him. Papam does not touch that person, that Jnani. Wherever he go, it will not go near him at all. On the other hand, Sarvam Papmanam Tarati. He crosses over all the papas. Here, first papam tarati means it reaches, it doesn't reach at all. Second papmanam tarati means he crosses. crosses over all the papas. Otherwise, it will be confusing if you don't understand the difference between these two, papma, tarati, in both the cases. So, nainam papma tapati. Papam does not burn him. Tapati. The tapati and tarati. Be careful. It is tapati means papma. Papam does not burn him. On the other hand, the Upanishad says, sarvam papmanam tapati. He burns all the papas. He means he, she, whomsoever is the jnani. So very nice expression here. Until one gets jnanam, papam burns this person. And once he gets jnanam, the turtle is turned. This person, this jnani, burns all the papas. Actually, as Lord said in the Bhagavad Gita, yataidham sisamiddhognihi basmasatkuru terjunam jnanagni sarvakarmani basmasatkuru te tatha. This jnani burns all the papams. And Shankaracharya adds, papam includes punyam also. Tatha vidvan punya pape vidhuyam niranjanaha paramam samyam upaiti. We have already seen this shloka. So sarvam papmanam tapati. This jnani burns all the papas. And not only that, vipapaha virajaha avi. So Brahmano Bhavati, here we get the third definition of Brahmana. Such a person becomes a real Brahmana. Until now he was a Namke Vaste Brahmana, not a real one. Now only he will become a Brahmana. Now if you look at the word, Brahmanaha Bhavati, he becomes. Shankaracharya says, until now he was called the Brahmana, which is only Amukhya Brahmana. We already defined Mukhya Brahmana and Amukhya Brahmana and all earlier. Now this person has become Mukhya Brahmanaha Bhavati. Kaha Bhavati? Vipapaha. Punya Papa Rahitaha. Dharma Adharma Rahitaha. Or Karma, or all these things, Karma Rahitaha. He is free from Punya Papas, Dharma Adharmas, all that thing, Karma. He is free from all of them. And Virajaha, Shankaracharya takes Raja as Kama. Here, Virajaha, he calls it as without desires. Therefore, Virajaha means Kama Rahitaha. And Avichikitsaha means, Vichikitsa means Samshayaha, doubts. So, this we have seen in Taittiriyam Upanishad Sikshavalli. Atayadite karma vichikitsa vavritta vichikitsa vasyat etatra brahmana asammarshinaha. Yukta ayuktaha. So avichikitsa means samshaya rahitaha, free from all doubts. Samshaya is only an expression of avidya. Shankaracharya says its doubt is only an expression of ignorance. Samshaya rahitaha means avidya rahitaha, without any ignorance. Kama rahitaha, karma rahitaha. It is an idiom actually. Avidya, kama, karma. All of them. Ignorance leads to kama, desire. Desire leads to karma, action, and karma leads to janma. Again, ignorance, kama, karma, janma. Thus, this avidya, kama, karma represents samsara chakram of birth-death cycle. So, brahmana is beyond samsara chakra. Avidya, kama, karma, karma ke samsara chakra rahitaha. That means what? Jivan muktaha bhavati. He becomes a jivan muktaha. Now we will see the last portion of the mantra. Is Yeshaha Brahma Lokaha Samrat. Samrat here means Emperor Janaka. Hey Emperor Janaka. This Atma, Atmanishta alone is Brahma Lokaha. Here also we should be careful that the word Brahma Loka should not be taken in its common meaning. We already discussed this earlier. Normally Brahma Loka is one of the heavens one attains through Upasana. It is a place. And that Brahma Loka is within samsara only. We already mentioned, somebody asked, even Brahma Loka is within samsara only. Because Abrahmavana Lokaha Punaravarti Norjunam, Lord Krishna said. But here, Brahma Loka means Brahman itself. Then what is Loka? It has a special meaning. We have seen this before in the last mantra, where the term Atma Lokaha came. There also we gave a special meaning. We should take the same meaning here. That is, Lokaha means Swayam Prakashaha, self-effulgent. So Brahma Lokaha means Loka Brahma, means Swayam Prakasha Brahma. సో జ్యోతి రూపం బ్రహ్మ, చైతన్య స్వరూపం బ్రహ్మ, దట్ ఈస్ బ్రహ్మలోక. దిస్ అలోన్ ఇస్ మోక్ష. సో బికమింగ్ ఎ రియల్ బ్రాహ్మణ అలోన్ ఇస్ మోక్ష. ఆత్మజ్ఞానం ఇస్ మోక్ష. అవిద్య కామ కర్మ నాశ ఇస్ మోక్ష. దిస్ ఇస్ కృత అకృత తరణం ఇస్ మోక్ష. పుణ్య పాప అతీతత్వం ఇస్ మోక్ష. దిస్ ఆర్ ఆల్ వేరియస్ డెఫినేషన్స్ ఆఫ్ మోక్ష. వన్ గోస్ బియాండ్ కర్మ, ఆల్ దట్ థింగ్స్, పుణ్య పాపాస్ ఎవరి ఉండాలి. దెన్ యాజ్ఞవల్క్య కంగ్రాచులేట్స్ జనక, యూ హ్యావ్ రీచ్డ్ ద డెస్టినేషన్ బ్రహ్మలోక. ఏనం బ్రహ్మలోక, డోంట్ బి అగైన్ కన్ఫ్యూజ్, దట్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ సెవెంత్ హెవెన్స్. నో, బ్రహ్మలోక మీన్స్ ఆత్మజ్ఞానం యు గాట్. సో ఏనం ప్రాపిత అసి, ఏనం బ్రహ్మలోకం భవాన్ జనక ప్రాపిత అసి అస్తి. సో యూ ది ఎంపరర్ హ్యావ్ బిన్ బ్రాట్ టు బ్రహ్మలోక. ప్రాపిత మీన్స్ లెట్ టు, బ్రాట్ టు, యు హ్ బిన్ టేకన్ టు బై యువర్ నాలెడ్జ్. Of course, the expression brought in this context should not be taken literally. Somebody is carrying, we cannot imagine that. Yagyavalkya carried. It seems Swami Chinmayananda, he uses a nice expression. The guru does not carry the disciple to moksha. He is not a mule to carry the people. So carrying here means taking ignorance to knowledge. Tamasoma jyotirgamaya. So lead me from ignorance to light. That alone is called leading to moksha. సో ఏనం బ్రహ్మలోకం మోక్షాఖ్యం ప్రాపిత అసి, ఐ హ్యావ్ టేకెన్ యూ టు మోక్ష ఇతి హ ఉచ యాజ్ఞవల్క్య. దస్ యాజ్ఞవల్క్య టోల్డ్ జనక. దెన్ జనక ఎక్స్ట్రీమ్లీ ఫెల్ట్ వెరీ వెరీ హ్యాపీ, ఎక్సైటెడ్, ఐ హ్యావ్ మేడ్ ఇట్. సో లైఫ్ హ్యాస్ బికమ్ మీనింగ్ఫుల్ టు మీ, లైఫ్ హ్యాస్ బీన్ వ్యాలిడేటెడ్. అండ్ హీ వాజ్ సో పూర్ణ, హీ గివ్స్ ఎ వెరీ బిగ్ గురు దక్షిణ. అండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ ద దక్షిణ హీ గివ్స్ టు యాజ్ఞవల్క్య? సోహం భగవతే విదేహాన్ దదామి. హీ ఆఫర్డ్ నాట్ అ స్మాల్ దక్షిణ, జనక ఆఫర్స్ ద ఎంటైర్ విదేహ రాజ్యం యాజ్ దక్షిణ టు హిస్ గురు యాజ్ఞవల్క్య. వెదర్ యాజ్ఞవల్క్య వాంట్స్ ఇట్ ఆర్ నాట్స్ ఎ డిఫరెంట్ క్వశ్చన్, బట్ జనక ఆఫర్డ్ ద కింగ్డమ్ టు యాజ్ఞవల్క్య. ద వర్డ్ విదేహ ఈస్ యూస్డ్ ఇన్ టూ మీనింగ్స్ ఆల్సో. సమ్ టైమ్స్ ఇట్ ఈస్ యూస్డ్ టు డినోట్ ఎ కింగ్డమ్, సమ్ టైమ్స్ ఇట్ రెఫర్స్ టు ద కింగ్ ఆల్సో. హియర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ కింగ్డమ్. హౌ? Because the word is used in plural number. According to grammar, a word referring to a kingdom or place should be used in plural number. Here it is videhan, tithiya, bahuvachanam it is. So hence it refers to kingdom. And Janaka said to Yajnavalkya, not only that, mam cha api. I am offering myself also as Guru Dakshina to you. I am here afterwards your dasya, your slave. Dasaha. So whenever, whatever you want, you can do with me because I have nothing to accomplish in my life. In short, this word indicates I am at your disposal. He is a dasaha. It is nothing but atma nivedanam, shravanam, kirtanam, vishnoho smaranam, padasevanam, archanam, vandanam, dasyam, sakhyam, atma nivedanam. So this is atma nivedanam. Shloka 24. సవా ఏష మహానజ ఆత్మా అన్నాదో వసుధాన విందతే వసు ఏవం వేద. విత్ ద ప్రీవియస్ మంత్ర యాజ్ఞవల్క్య జనక సంవాద ఈస్ ఓవర్. ద డయలాగ్ డిస్కషన్ బిట్వీన్ యాజ్ఞవల్క్య అండ్ జనక ఈస్ ఓవర్. నౌ ద ఉపనిషద్ ఇట్సెల్ఫ్ కన్క్లూడ్స్ దిస్ సెక్షన్ బై గివింగ్ టూ సాధనాస్. వాట్ ఆర్ ద సాధనాస్? సగుణ బ్రహ్మ ఉపాసన to mediocre students, that is madhyama adhikaris, and to nirguna brahma jnanam for uttama adhikaris. So for saguna brahma upasana for madhyama adhikaris, mediocre people, nirguna brahma jnanam for uttama adhikaris. And in this 24th mantra, saguna brahma upasana is prescribed. Saguna brahma means ishwaraha, maya sahitam brahma, and ishwara can be meditated upon with any number of virtues. నిర్గుణం బ్రహ్మ డస్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ వర్చ్యూ బికాస్ వర్చ్యూ విల్ కమ్ అండర్ ప్రాపర్టీ ఆర్ క్యారెక్టరిస్టిక్. దర్ఫోర్ నిర్గుణం బ్రహ్మ డస్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ గుణం అండ్ ఎనీ దోష ఆల్సో ఇట్ డస్ హ్యావ్. సో గుణ దోష అతీతం బ్రహ్మ ఇస్ నిర్గుణం బ్రహ్మ. ధర్మ అధర్మ అతీతం బ్రహ్మ. అన్యత్ర ధర్మాత్ అన్యత్రా ధర్మాత్ ఇన్ కఠోపనిషత్ వెల్లడి సా దాట్ ఇది శృతే. సో కఠోపనిషత్, సో వేరెవర్ వన్స్ బ్రహ్మన్ ఇస్ అసోసియేటెడ్ విత్ మాయా, then Brahman will have property. Only difference is Brahman with Maya will have all Kalyana gunas or virtues. That is the difference between Brahma and Jiva. When Jiva is associated with Maya, Jiva will develop all vices. When Brahman is associated with Maya, he will have all virtues. That is why we say Ananta Kalyana Guna Ganaika Nilayaha. A beautiful expression. Of these many virtues, we can use any of them for meditation. Here two virtues are taken for Upasana, Annadaha and Vasudanaha. The sloka says these two words, Annadaha and Vasudanaha. All like this, you know, these are, everybody likes these two, Annadaha and Vasudanaha. What everyone wants in life? Food. It's at required times. Whenever I'm hungry, I want food. And money to enjoy. Generally, people desire these two only, food to eat and lot of money to enjoy. So those two virtues are seen here as Annadaha, Atma. Annam, Atti, Iti, Annadaha. This definition also we have seen. Annam, Atti, Iti, Annadaha. One who eats Annam. Bhagavan does not individually or independently eats, but he eats through all. Sarva Bhutastaha Sannam, Sarvam, Annam, Atti, Iti, Annadaha. Aham Vaishwanaro Bhutva, Praninam Deham Ashritaha, Prana Panasama Yuktaha, Pachamyannam Chaturvidham. I alone am the Vaishwanara Agni in every stomach, Jatara Agni, consuming everything. So this is one aspect. And the second aspect is Vasudhanaha. Vasu means wealth. The implied meaning is karma phalam here. We can take both meanings, wealth and karma phalam. Vasu is wealth directly and karma phalam indirectly. So Vasudhanaha means the giver of, the bestower of all wealth to people. One who gives wealth to people and also the one who gives karma phalam to people. So a karma phala data cha. And this nature of this is what? With the help of Maya or without Maya, who is this person? Mahan Ajaha. He is birthless, infinite. One infinite person by itself. It denotes the Nirguna Swarupam. As Nirguna Swarupam it is. Mahan Ajaha refers to Nirguna Swarupam. And Annadaha, Vasudanaha, they refer to Saguna aspect of Nirguna Brahma. Thus, both the aspects are discussed here. We should add here, one should meditate on such a Saguna Brahma, upon such Annada Vasudana Guna Visishta Atma. If a person meditates like that, Annada Vasudana Guna Visishta Atma, then this is what happens, Vasunaha Dhanam Yenasaha Vasudanaha. So Vasunaha means karma palasya, dhanasya, dhanam yanasaha. So by whom the dhanam of wealth is done. Dhanam of wealth is done by anybody. Then what is the palam of that upasana? Vindate vasu ya evam veda. Ya evam veda means, veda here means upaste. A veda means upaste. One who practices this upasana will get vasu vindate. Plenty of wealth he will get. There will not be any shortage of money for him. Also, he will get all the karma palam that is due to him. And the third palam also is mentioned. We can add that the Upanishad does not say actually. Since he has meditated, because based on the various upasanas, we can add that thing here. Since he had meditated upon Annadam Brahma in his life, he will also become good eater. Annadaha. Annadaha Bhavati. This comes often in the upasana, in all the Upanishad, various places. Annadaha Bhavati. So, Annavan Nadho Bhavati, Mahan Bhavati Prajaya Pashubhir Brahma Varchasena, Mahan Kirtya, Annavan Annado Bhavati. He eats well, means what? He should be very healthy, even if you have a lot of food. If you have all the sugar, that, this and all kinds of problems, one cannot enjoy food. So he eats well, means he will be very healthy also. Eating well is a sign of good health. Now the last mantra, mantra 25 of this Brahmana. Sava yesha mahanaja atma ajaraha amaraha amrutaha abayaha brahma abayam vai brahma abayam hi vai brahma bhavati yayevam vedha iti chaturtham brahmanam This concludes the fourth Brahmanam. The now comes the Nirguna Jnana Phalam. What is the Nirguna Jnana Phalam? Saguna Upasana and Phalam are already discussed. It's over. Now Nirguna Jnana Phalam. For whom? For the Uttama Adhikari. We already said Saguna Brahma Upasana is for the Madhyama Adhikari, Mediocre Adhikari. Now this is for the Uttama Adhikari. That means who is Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampanna Adhikari, Uttama Adhikari. That is taken up here. First, the Nirguna Brahma Swarupam is presented. Sava Yeshaha Mahan Ajaha Atma. In fact, it is an idiom used often in the Upanishad. Sava Yesha Mahan Ajaha Atma. Acharya also uses this often, Shankaracharya. Mahan Aja Atma. Mahan means Anantaha. Desha Kala Vastu Paricheda Shunyaha. All these terms I am using freely because we have seen this many times. Mahan means Anantaha. Desha Kalam Vastu Paricheda Shunyaha, that is spatially infinite, and Ajaha, birthless and time-wise infinite. Desha Kala Avadibhyam Nirmuktam, since he is birthless, he is Ajaraha, free from old age. Jara is old age. Ajaraha, be free from old age and consequent problems of senility and all that. So Jara Rahitaha or Apakshaya Rahitaha. Apakshaya Rahitaha. Then Amaraha. Amaraha and Amritaha. Both Amaraha and Amritaha. Nasha Rahitaha. Deathless. Or without destruction. If both mean the same one, the way the Upanishad repeats both the words, for that we make a subtle difference. Destruction is also of two types. One is Apekshika Nashaha. That is relative destruction. And the second one is Atyantika Nashaha. That is absolute destruction. Apekshika and Atyantika. He is free from both. So what do we mean by relative destruction now? It is bringing a thing to an unmanifest or latent condition. In fact, when a person goes to sleep, all his sorrows are destroyed in the relative sense of the term. Because during sleep, no sorrow. There is no ragadvesha. But here, sorrow, ragadvesha, etc. are not totally destroyed. They come back. They are only in layaha now or avyakta avastha, bringing to the avyakta, bring up to avyakta avastha is called sanvayam or apekshika nashaha. How to know it is apekshika nashaha? When we get up, saro, raga, dvesha, everything reappear. In fact, when a jiva dies, then all his sukha, dukkha, all those things are also destroyed, but they are also the destruction of sukha, dukkham is apekshikam. Because in the next breath, all sukha dukkha again come back. So this is also apekshika nasaka only. Similarly, during pralaya, the whole creation is destroyed. And that destruction also comes under apekshika only. In pralaya, the whole destruction goes into laya condition. So prakarshena layaha yasmin. That is not destroyed. That is proved because in the next time, again creation comes. Therefore, going to unmanifest state is called apekshikam nashaha. Then what is atyantika nashaha? The destruction after which it will not come back again. This happens when? In videha muktihi, when ahankara is destroyed. Gata kala panjadasha pratishta devascha sarve pratidevatasum karmani vijnana mayascha atma parevyaye sarve yeki bhavanti. We saw this shloka in Muntaka Upanishad. The creation dissolves into Brahman. Ahankara dissolves. Punya papa karma dissolves. How do they dissolve? Never to return again. This is called Niranvaya Nasha or Atyantika Nasha. Sanvaya and Niranvaya. Thus the creation has got two types of Nasham, Apekshikam and Atyantikam. Here the Upanishad says, Atma does not have both types of destruction. How do you know that? Amaraha. Atma is Apekshika Nasa Rahitaha, Amritaha. Atyantika Nasa Rahitaha. So Amaraha and Amritaha, one talks about apekshika nasha rahitaha. Without this apekshika nasha, another is atyantika. Totally free, so relative and absolute. Totally free from destruction is atyantika nasha rahitaha. Then abhayaha. Abhayam means ఆత్మ ఈజ్ ఫ్రీ ఫ్రమ్ ఆల్ ఫియర్స్. నా విద్యతే భయం యస్మిన్ తత్. వై దర్ ఇస్ నో భయం? బికాస్ అద్వితీయత్వాత్ నో ద్వైతం నో టూ నో ఫియర్ నా బిభేది కుతశ్చనేతి. దిస్ ఈస్ ద డైరెక్ట్ మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ అభయం. అండ్ శంకరాచార్య టేక్స్ అ స్పెషల్ మీనింగ్ హియర్. హీ సేస్ భయం యాజ్ అవిద్య ఆర్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్, బికాస్ ఫియర్ ఇస్ అన్ ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్. ఇన్ఫ్యాక్ట్ wherever there is ignorance there is fear, and wherever there is knowledge there is no fear. Tatveva bhayam vidusho manvanasya adrishyena atmiye nirukte anilayane abhayam pratishtam vindate taitri upanishad. So yatra yatra ajnanam tatra tatra bhayam, yatra yatra ajnana abhavaha tatra tatra bhaya abhavaha cha. Therefore, ignorance expresses in the form of fear. Therefore, Acharya says, abhayam means avidya rahitam, free from ignorance. And in short, this Atma is none other than Brahman. This line also is an important Mahavakyam, often quoted, I am Atma Brahma. Once again, the Upanishad stresses, abhayam vai Brahma. Brahman is indeed abhayam, fearless. And ignorance-less, and maya-less. Then he says, abhayam kivai brahma bhavati ya evam veda. Whoever knows ya evam veda, whoever knows this Brahman, he will also become abhayam, without fear. Anandam brahmano vidvan nabhibeti kutaschaneti. It is clearly translated here. Ya evam veda. Here veda means jnana, janati, one who knows. This abhayam brahma will become abhayam fearless. With this, the Upanishad concludes the Chaturtha Brahmana discussion. This Chaturtha Brahmana name, I don't know whether you remember, this is called Shariraka Brahmanam. Shariraka means Atma, obtaining in the body. So Sharire Bhavam Shariraka. We already defined that earlier. So Shariraka Brahmanam is over. Now before we go to the next Brahmanam, we will summarize. This is a quick summary of this Brahmana. So in the first six mantras, 1 to 6, Brihadaranya Upanishad or the Yajnavalkya continued his description of samsara, which he started from previous Brahmana. So samsara varnanam continued from the previous Brahmana. Whatever we already saw, that continued. So it started in the previous section from mantra 4.3.24 in Swayam Jyoti Brahmanam, and the samsara that was said in the last section of the Brahmanam, up to that it continued. Then in the mantra 7, Moksha Varnanam was given. Moksha definition, Moksha description was discussed very briefly. Moksha is defined as freedom from Kama. Samsara is defined as the presence of Kama. So Atma Kamaha, Apta Kamaha, Akamaha, I hope you remember all these terms. Atma Kamaha, Apta Kamaha, Akamaha. Freedom from desire through knowledge is moksha. Here, when we say freedom from desire, it is freedom from binding and adharmic desires. Non-bonding and dharmic desires are always allowed, even for a jnani. In fact, even Bhagavan has got non-binding dharmic desires. Paritranaya sadhuna vinash. Sambhavami yuge yuge. Even Bhagavan had many non-bonding desires. There is no dosha. In other words, freedom from binding and adharmic desires is moksha. So from mantra 8 to mantra 21, there is an elaborate section. The Upanishad glorifies jnana marga, jnana marga stutihi. And this glorification was in Yajnavalkya's words. But he quotes Rigveda mantras. Therefore, all these are quoted Rigveda mantras glorifying Jnana Marga. Then in mantra 22 and 23, Jnana Sadhanam and Jnana Phalam were discussed. And this is a very big and important mantra. Yajnavalkya pointed out that all the four ashramas, Brahmacharya Ashrama, Grahastha Ashrama, Vanaprastha Ashrama, Sannyasa Ashrama, and the duties of all these ashramis ultimately contribute to moksha. of which sannyasa is direct one and the other three are indirect ones. Sannyasa is exclusively designed for moksha, while the other three are two in ones. That is, they can be used for material as well as spiritual benefits. Sannyasa is designed only for spiritual benefit. And jnana phalam was pointed out as freedom from regrets, freedom from omissions and commissions, freedom from papa, punya and all that, and becoming true brahmana and freedom from avidya, kama, karma. That is becoming true brahmana. These are the jnana phalams. And so these two topics, that is sadhanam and phalam, were discussed in the 22nd and 23rd mantras. So with the 23rd mantra, Janaka and Yajnavalkya Samvada, the discussion is over. And in mantra 24 and 25, the Upanishad concludes the section by talking about Saguna Upasana and Nirguna Jnana. Saguna Upasana for Madhyama Adhikaris and Nirguna Jnanam for Uttama Adhikaris. And this is the essence of the fourth important Brahmanam, Shariraka Brahman. And the important mantras of the sections are also worth noting. The last line of the big mantra, mantra number 2, is often quoted all the time by Shankaracharya and others also. Tam vidyam karmani samanvarabhete purva prajnacha. That is, three things follow a dead person, namely karma, upasana, and vasanas. So when a person dies, these three things only follow him. We don't find the parallel in the other Upanishads. Therefore, this is an often quoted mantra. Tam vidya, vidya, karmani, samanvarabhete, purva prajnacha. And the whole mantra, mantra 5, is important because sarvatma bhava is described in that mantra. That is, atma alone is everything. So that is the vijnanamaya, pranamaya, manomaya, all of them are atma only. When we studied in Tattva Bodha, what we said, we dismiss annamaya is anatma, pranamaya, manomaya, vijnanamaya, anandamaya, all of them we dismiss them as anatmas. Whereas here, at the higher level, we say annamaya, pranamaya, everything is atma alone. Then another popular quotation also occurs here, namely, yathakari, yathachari, tathabhavati. As a person sows, so he reaps. Sadhukari, sadhurbhavati. Papakari, papi bhavati. So punyaha, punyena bhavati. Papaha, papena bhavati. All these are very often quoted mantras. And towards the end of the mantra also, another important quotation comes. As a person thinks, so he or she becomes. Very important psychology, that thought molds a person, it molds a person, it shapes a person. Good thoughts make a good person, bad thoughts make a bad person. What is that? Yatha kamo bhavati, tat kratur bhavati. Yat kratur bhavati, tat karma kurute. Yat karma kurute, tat api sampadyate. So the last portion also is very important. In fact, I quoted all these mantras during the discussion. In fact, the whole mantra is important. Then in the sixth mantra, the last three lines, atha akamaya manaha, yo kamo nishkama aptakama atmakamaha, natasya prana ukramanti brahmai vasan brahmapyeti. Very important mantra. Whole portion is important, especially brahmai vasan brahmapyeti. We discussed that thing elaborately. It's an important mantra. Because of this line alone, The moksha is not an event. Moksha is not an event of the future. It is not going to come some other day. The jnanam comes, but moksha, already you are in moksha. We have to only own up. The biggest problem that we face is we look for the event for moksha, the event called moksha. We expect it. The Upanishad breaks the idea, moksha will not happen in future. You are Brahman now, and you will be Brahman always. So non-understanding of this fact is samsara. Understanding this fact is moksha. Other than knowing, there is no event called moksha. Brahmaivasan, brahmapyeti. This line is elaborately described in Sankshepa Sharirika Grantha of Sarvajnatma Muni, based on grammar, Mimamsa, Tarka, I mean elaborate discussions, because it's a very, very important mantra. So Sarvajnatma Muni, using all these things, various tools, he discusses this mantra elaborately. Then the next is the seventh mantra, which is important. In the middle of the seventh mantra, an example is given for Jnani's body, how the Jnani's body is. It is compared to the skin of a snake, which has been removed, how it is detached. In the same way, Jnani is detached from the body. Tadyata, ahi nirvayani, it's a very complicated, nirvayani, valmike mrita pratyastha shayita. So, evam evam idam shariram shete, athayam ashariraha amrutaha prana brahmaiva teja eva. So, from tadyata until teja eva is an important portion. Then the 12th mantra is a complete mantra. It talks about Atma Jnanam and Phalam. Jnana Phalam. And Vidyaranya, he dedicates one full chapter, chapter number 7 of Panchadashi, to elaborate the meaning of this mantra, a chapter consisting of 300 shlokas to explain this mantra. Atmanam Chet Vijaniyat. Very, very important and very profound mantra. Then the next 20th mantra is also very important. But one particular word is worth noting in this mantra. Yetat apramayam dhruvam. Atma is aprameyaha. And this is important because the aprameya idea is not directly given in all other Upanishads. Like Isha Upanishad, Kena, Kata Upanishad, Mundaka, Mandukya, Taittiriya. None of them gives the word aprameyam. It is said only in the this Upanishad. In Bhagavad Gita, it occurs only in the Prabhudaranyaka, is this thing, among 10 Upanishads, and so is often quoted. Then mantra 21 talks about Nididhyasana. It's an important advice to the seekers of Brahman is given. What is the advice? Talk less. Reduce talking. Don't go on talking. Increase thinking. Do not increase worries. Try to dwell more and more upon teaching that Nididhyasanam, that is Upadesha, is given. All that thing. Nirguna Upasana. Then 22nd mantra is from Tametam Vedanu Vachanena Brahmana Vividishanti. Up to the end of this mantra, the whole portion is very important. This 22nd mantra. It is all about sannyasa. Then all the other ashramas are also discussed. We already saw the full discussion of all those ashramas. This contains the seed for Karma Yoga. Tametam Vedanu Vachanena. That is the seed for the entire Karma Yoga of Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, this section is important. And finally, Jnana Palam is also nicely given. Then mantra 23rd also is important. The Brahman's nature is given here. The Karmana Vardate No Kaniyan is an often quoted line. There afterwards, the Samadhi Shatka Sampatti is given here. Only in here only it is given clearly. Shanto Danto Uparataha Titikshuhum Samahito Bhutva. And a beautiful definition of Brahmana is given also. Brahmajnani alone is Brahmana, Mukhya Brahmana. The whole mantra is important. And then the last mantra, mantra 25, here Brahma Swarupam and Aikyam are given. Atma Swarupam is what? Ajaha, Ajaraha, Amaraha, Amrutaha. And Aikyam are clearly given. Shankaracharya quotes this mantra very often also. And it's a Mahavakyam also contained here, because Atma Vai Brahma, Aikyam. So these are the important mantras of the fourth section called Shariraka Brahman. Now we will go to the next Brahmanam, fifth Brahmanam. The name of the Brahmanam is again Maitreyi Brahmanam. It is 4.5, section 5 of the fourth chapter. So fifth Brahmanam of this chapter, which is known as Maitreyi Brahmanam. And this seems to be almost the repetition of Maitreyi Brahmanam of the second chapter. We have already seen that. Second chapter, fourth Brahmanam is Maitreyi Brahmanam. And fourth chapter, fifth Brahmanam is Maitreyi Brahmanam again. Now, why does the Upanishad repeat Maitreya Brahmanam again? Shankaracharya gives reasons. In logical discussions, there is a rule that is generally followed. What is that rule? Whatever we want to establish, we have to present it as a proposition first. This is in logic, in Tarka and all that. It is called Pratigya. So when the proposition is made, no logical support is given. It is a statement without any logical support. Then it is followed by reasoning or analysis. The entire reasoning is in support of this proposition alone. Then after elaborate analysis, reasoning, giving enough support, then the proposed proposition is repeated again. The repetition of this is called the conclusion. So proposition and conclusion, they both are identical. The only difference is what? That the proposition is in the beginning and the conclusion is in the end. Proposition is without logical support and conclusion is with logical support. In Sanskrit, a proposition is called pratigya and conclusion is called nigamanam. And according to logical parlance, pratigya and nigamanam are identical. In keeping with this tradition, Shankaracharya says the Maitreyi Brahmanam, which occurred earlier in the second chapter, is like a proposition, pratigya, pratigya of Atma Aikyam. That is, Atma alone is there and there is nothing other than Atma. This Atma Ekatvam is presented as pratigya in the Maitreyi Brahmanam of the second chapter earlier. And the third and fourth chapters are in support of this pratigya vakya. So the entire Yajnavalkya dialogue in Janaka's court or Janaka's Yagashala with various rishis challenging him, if you remember, you know, Ushastaha, Ushastha Brahmanam, Kahola Brahmanam, Gargi Brahmanam, we have seen all of them. So each Vedantin came and challenged Yajnavalkya, not allowing him to take the cows, if you remember. And ultimately, Yajnavalkya took the cows, defeating all the rishis. This was in the third chapter. Then the fourth chapter, we have a dialogue with Janaka. Thus, all these Yajnavalkya's dialogues in the third chapter and fourth chapter are all in the form of logical support for the Pratigya of the Maitreyi Brahmana Vatsayan chapter. Now, at the end of the fourth chapter, having given enough logical support, the Upanishad wants to do Nigamanam conclusion. So the conclusion of the ideas is given in previous Maitreyi Brahmana. So therefore, This Maitreyi Brahmanam is Nigamana Sthaniyam. It takes the place of Nigamana. While the earlier one is Pratigya Sthaniyam. And the in-between Brahmanams are all logical support. So logical support is called Hetu Sthaniyam. So three terms we have got: Pratigya Sthaniyam, then Nigamana Sthaniyam, and Hetu Sthaniyam. Therefore, this Maitreyi Brahmanam is a repetition. And we not elaborately take up this Brahmana because we have already discussed this in detail. However, even though it is a repetition, we find there are certain changes here. And therefore, what we will do is, we will read the mantras, even though it is second time, because reading is good, because we want to have another opportunity to read the mantras, because it will give us Punyam also, and also Chitta Shuddhi, and also remind us what we have seen before. Therefore, we will read the mantras and see the commentary wherever required. However, the first mantra happens to be in addition. Actually, at that time itself, when we did the Maitreyi Brahmanam in the second chapter, we borrowed the information from the first mantra of this Brahmanam to develop the story at that time. So this first mantra happens to be an addition, which we don't find in the previous Maitreyi Brahmanam. Therefore, we will read this mantra and understand its meaning first. Mantra 4.5.1. अतः याज्ञवल्क्यस्य द्वे भार्ये बभूवतुः मैत्रेयी च कात्यायनी च तयोर्ह मैत्रेयी ब्रह्मवादिनी बभूव स्त्रीप्रज्ञैव तर्हि कात्यायनी अतः याज्ञवल्क्यः अन्यत् वृत्तम् उपाकरिष्यन्. So this Brahmanam happens to be a dialogue between Yajnavalkya and Maitreyi, his wife, one of the wives. Yajnavalkya happens to be Maitreyi's husband and guru. And Maitreyi, his wife and Shishya. So the Upanishad gives the context where this Vedantic dialogue took place, that story part. Atah Yajnavalkyasya dve bharye babuvatuho. Yajnavalkya, Yajnavalkya Rishi. He had two wives. Rishi also does not convey the meaning of sannyasi. We should be careful. Sannyasi and Rishi are not synonymous. Most Rishis were either grahasthas or vanaprasthas, vanaprasthis. Performance of yaga and sannyasa never go together. Just because they lived in forest, it does not mean they were sannyasis. Yajnavalkya was a Rishi with two wives, Maitreyi Cham, Katyayani Cham. They are called Maitreyi and Katyayani. And here also many people mistake this Gargi is another wife of Yajnavalkya. Remember, Gargi was a great Brahmavadini, an expert in Vedanta. Here the wives are Maitreyi and Katyayani only. They are totally different. And Tayorhi, between those two wives, Maitreyi is Brahmavadini Babuva. Maitreyi was a Brahmavadini and was also interested in talking about Brahman only all the time. She was not interested in all worldly affairs, not a Laukika woman. Therefore, the beautiful title of Brahmavadini was given to Maitreyi, like Gargi. Gargi also we found the same title. So Brahmavadini means Brahma Vaditum Shilam Yasya. Yasyaha Sa. So one who is always interested in talking of Brahman. But Katyayani was what? She was exactly opposite. Stri Prajna Evam Tarhi Katyayani. Tarhi means on the other hand. Katyayani was Stri Prajna. We use this word at that time. She was a general woman interested in Laukika affairs, a housewife. So it looks like criticism of women in these days, not today. Women predominantly dealing with only household activities and all that. Therefore, in keeping with that time, the Upanishad says, feminine character, Laukika character she had. And why all these stories are told? Ataha. After running Grahastashrama for some time, Yajnavalkya Upakarishyan, Yajnavalkya wanted to take to the next ashrama. Vrittam. Vrittam means lifestyle. So, Jeevanam. Anyat Vrittam means another lifestyle. After Grahastashrama is Sannyasa. Because he is already in the forest. So Vanaprastha separately doesn't have to do. So this is sannyasa. So the essence is what? He wanted to take sannyasa ashrama. So thus, purpose of the entire story is to show that people used to go from grahastha ashrama to sannyasa ashrama. It is a case, it's a case study of sannyasa ashrama also. Because these days everything there should be a case study. Upanishads also this case study. And this case study is an important part of communication. When we talk of some general idea, it has to be supported by some particular instance or example. That is called a case study. That is general teaching with a particular example. You read any article in the newspaper, you find a good portion of the article will be case study only. How to handle teenagers, a question let us say. 7 points are given for better handling of teenagers. For each point, they narrate some case, how parents handled that child, all that. This is one method. So the case study is part of research. The example is not part of the subject matter. Without example, subject matter will be complete. But without example, there will be no impact for the subject matter. Modern people call this as research. And Tarkashastra has also had its own case study. They call it Drishtanta. Without Drishtanta, any amount of argument is incomplete. In Sanskrit literature, there is a figure of speech. So it is called, Arthantara Nyaya Alankara, which is nothing but supporting general theory with particular instances, examples. Vedic literature is full of case study. No need. Even when people come to us with something and all for some counseling, when they ask, though, we say so many, so this thing happened with so and so, we don't disclose the name of the person, but the instance. So that this person will be a little more, he will feel I am not alone, that kind of feeling. So there is always give examples how similar things happened in others' lives and how they dealt with it, what was the solution they sought, all kinds of things. So no need of the story of Nachiketas. If you realize Vedic literature is full of such case studies. If you take Katopanishad, there is no need for Nachiketa story at all. Vajasravas, he did yaga. His father did the yaga. And gave miserable cows as dhanam in Katopanishad. In fact, Katopanishad can begin from the teaching part directly. It doesn't have to go through all the stories at all. So the first part of Gita also, Bhagavad Gita also is not necessary. Vyasa can directly go to the teaching. He doesn't have to, you know, who blew what conch and all that thing, nobody cares. So Vyasa could have directly gone to the teaching. So in Mahabharata also, and Yajnavalkya, so here also, in the Maitreya Brahmanam also, Yajnavalkya had two wives, this all story part. There was no need for all those. So this can even be perhaps abused. Even if Yajnavalkya had two wives, people might think they can take it license. Okay, even if Yajnavalkya had two wives, you know, all these things might even give wrong impressions in the minds of people. So Yajnavalkya's story is a down-to-earth family story, which has brought out the highest Vedantic teaching as what? As a case study only. Therefore, what is the idea now? The case study is a must in support of any teaching. But there is a difference between modern case study and Vedic case study. In modern case study, the privacy of the people is protected by not mentioning their real names. But Vedic case study takes the real names itself. Arjuna is quoted as a coward in Gita. Vajasrava's name is permanently damaged in Kathopanishad. That's the person who wanted to do a big yaga and giving all these bad cows as dakshina. And Nachiketas gets a great name, his own son. But the modern case study is without giving the names. But in Vedic case study, the names are given. So the fact is that it is a general thing, the case study. Here, Yajnavalkya's story is the case study for Grahastha Ashrama and Sannyasa Ashrama. What did Yajnavalkya do? Now, from mantra number 2 to mantra number 10, they are exact repetition of the previous Maitreya Brahmanam of the second chapter. That is 2.4.1-9 is the same as this mantra 2 to 10 here. So we will only read the mantras for the sake of completion. Mantra 4.5.2 to 4.5.10. Maitreyi tiho vacha yajnavalkyaha pravrajishyanvam are ahamasmastanadasmim hantatenaya katyayanya antam karavaniti saho vacha maitreyi yennumayam bhagoham sarva prithivi vittena purnasyat syanvaham tenamrutaho neti netiho vacha yajnavalkyaha yetaivam upakaranavatam jivitam tataivate jivitam syat amrutatvasyatum na shasti vitte netim saho vacha maitreyim yenaham namrutasyam kimaham tena kuryam yadeha bhagavan vedam tadeva me bruhitim saho vacha yajnavalkyaha priya vai kalu no bhavatim sati priyama vrutadayam danta tarhim bhavatyetatayam vyakhyasyamitim vyachakshanasyatum me nididhyasasveti saho vacha nava are patyukka mayam pati priyo bhavati atmanastuka mayam pati priyo bhavati nava are jayayeka mayam jaya priya bhavati atmanastuka mayam jaya priya bhavati nava are putranam ka mayam putra priya bhavanti atmanastuka mayam putra priya bhavanti nava are vittasya ka mayam vittam priyam bhavati atmanastuka mayam vityam priyam bhavati nava are pashunam ka mayam pashava priya bhavanti atmanastuka mayam pashava priya bhavanti nava are brahmanakka mayam brahma priyam bhavati atmanastuka mayam brahma priyam bhavati nava are kshatrasya ka mayam kshatram priyam bhavati atmanastuka mayam kshatram priyam bhavati nava are lokanam ka mayam loka priya bhavanti atmanastuka mayam loka priya bhavanti nava are devanam ka mayam deva priya bhavanti atmanastuka mayam deva priya bhavanti nava are vedanam ka mayam vedha priya bhavanti ఆత్మనస్తు కామాయ వేదా ప్రియా భవంతి నవా అరే భూతానాం కామాయ భూతాని ప్రియాణి భవంతి ఆత్మనస్తు కామాయ భూతాని ప్రియాణి భవంతి నవా అరే సర్వస్య కామాయ సర్వం ప్రియం భవతి ఆత్మనస్తు కామాయ సర్వం ప్రియం భవతి ఆత్మావరే ఆత్మావా అరే ద్రష్టవ్యః శ్రోతవ్యో మంతవ్యో నిదిధ్యాసితవ్యః మైత్రేయీ ఆత్మని కల్వరే దృష్టే శ్రుతే మతే విజ్ఞాతే ఇదం సర్వం విదితం బ్రహ్మతం పరాధాద్ యోన్యత్ర ఆత్మనో బ్రహ్మవేద క్షత్రం తం పరాధాద్ యోన్యత్ర ఆత్మన క్షత్రం వేద లోకస్థం పరాదుః యోన్యత్ర ఆత్మనో లోకాన్ వేద దేవాస్థం పరాదుః యోన్యత్ర ఆత్మనో దేవాన్ వేద వేదాస్థం పరాదుః యోన్యత్ర ఆత్మనో వేదాన్ వేద భూతాని తం పరాదుః యోన్యత్ర ఆత్మనో భూతాని వేద సర్వం తం పరాదాద్ యోన్యత్ర ఆత్మన సర్వం వేదే ఇదం బ్రహ్మ ఇదం క్షత్రం ఇమే లోకా ఇమే దేవాః ఇమే వేదా ఇమాని భూతాని ఇదం సర్వం యథయమాత్మా సయథా దుందుభేర్హన్యమానస్య న బాహ్యాన్ శబ్దాన్ చక్నుయాద్ గ్రహణాయ దుందుభేస్తు గ్రహణేన దుందుభ్యాఘాతస్య వా శబ్దో గృహీతః సయథా శంఖస్య ధ్యాయమానస్య న బాహ్యాన్ శబ్దాన్ చక్నుయాద్ గ్రహణాయ శంఖస్య తు గ్రహణేన శంఖద్మస్య వా శబ్దో గృహీతః సయథా వీణాయై వాద్యమానాయై న బాహ్యాన్ శబ్దాన్ చక్నుయాత్ గ్రహణాయ వీణాయై తు గ్రహణేన వీణావాదస్య వా శబ్దో గృహీతః. సో వాట్ వి ఫైండ్ హియర్ ఇస్ దట్ యాజ్ఞవల్క్య టాక్స్ అబౌట్ టేకింగ్ అప్ సన్యాస ఆశ్రమ, అండ్ ఇఫ్ యు టేక్ సన్యాస దర్ విల్ బి నో రిలేషన్షిప్ బిట్వీన్ మైత్రేయి అండ్ కాత్యాయని. Since their relationship is only through Yajnavalkya, therefore he tells whatever little possessions he has, he will divide between Katyayani and Maitreyi. As expected, Maitreyi asked the question, what do I get out of these possessions? Will the property, wealth and all that will give me fullness, purnatvam? And Yajnavalkya says, you will not be fulfilled in spite of all the possessions in the world. You may have a comfortable life, but no guarantee of security or fullness, purnatvam. Previously, you were incomplete without possessions. Now with possession, you will be still incomplete. Previously, you were uncomfortably unhappy. Now you may be comfortably unhappy. Therefore, Maitreyi says, in that case, I am not interested in any of them. And what is the knowledge which makes you independent of all possessions? And that knowledge you give me, she asked Yajnavalkya. And Yajnavalkya tells her that you are very dear to me, and he teaches her as a student. What is the essence of the teaching? There is nothing other than Atma, Purnaha, and Ananda Swarupaha. Atma is Purnaha and Ananda Swarupaha. Through various accomplishments, people try to discover Purna Atma only. Though they want to have Purnatvam by marriage, by getting married, I am not trying to change the setup. I change my bachelor eye to a husband I become. It is incompleteness to completeness, I believe. So to my utter surprise, husband I is as incomplete. And then I think if I get children, I will be elevated to father I, then grandfather I, father-in-law I, president I, chairman I, all of them. Don't tamper with the world, but tamper with the first person singular me and struggle to gain Purnatvam. Yajnavalkya says it will not work and struggle will continue. As long as I wish to change I love people around. I love X, that means what? I love me in presence of X. I love my house means what? I love me in presence of my house. I love God. I love myself in presence of God. That is a fact. And the moment I find that I don't love myself in their presence, what do I do? Swami says, I allow you. Love, allow. I allow you. Love you to allow you. Nobody loves anything in the world, but everyone loves the full self only, oneself. Atmanastu kamaya sarvam priyam bhavati. Thus, Atma Ananda, Atma is Ananda Swarupaha, Atma is Purna Swarupaha, therefore only Atma Advaita Swarupa. This is the essence of the teaching that we saw through all these mantras. And mantra 11 we will see in the next class, which has got a slight variation compared to the previous Brahmanam. It is establishing that the Atma or Brahman is Jagat Karanam, Srishti Karanam, that we will see in the next class. यो वेदादौ स्वर प्रोक्तो वेदान्ते च प्रतिष्ठितः तस्य प्रकृतिलीनस्य यः परः स महेश्वरः श्रीकृष्णार्पणमस्तु नारायणः।